Yo, welcome to the second episode of You Feel Me. You already know what's up, man. It's your boy Grease, aka Mr. Shoot That Shot. You already don't ask what that mean. Ask your bitch. Just kidding, man. You know, I'm not on that no more, guys. I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow here. I'm really not into taking niggas' bitches no more. I'm into more, you know, monogamous relationships. You feel me? Being with one person, making sure that all my attention is on this one person. But anyway, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I know y'all didn't think that your boy wasn't coming back with one. I know a lot of you niggas is like, yo, Mike coming out with this pilot again, nigga. Cap, big cap. I feel you, but I'm here. And I want y'all to know when I be calling myself Mike, it's Grease. You niggas call me Grease.
God damn it.
Anyway. But yeah, man. We back at it again for the second time. It's a lot of shit that I definitely want to get into, want to talk about. A lot of things has happened over the past 2 weeks. The last time I talked to y'all, bruh, like, listen, I've kind of come into a self-discovery of sort. If that makes sense. Like, okay, let's say this. I have finally admitted to myself through communication with a special someone that I'm very defensive as fuck. Like, hold on, time out, y'all. I'm defensive as shit. And I didn't, okay. I'm not gonna act like I didn't know. For y'all that know me, I have a very, like, I'm defensive about a lot of stuff. Because a lot of y'all have told me, yo, Mike, you know you really defensive when it comes to certain things. But I didn't really know how it was until it was presented to me the right way. You feel me? It's like, I don't know, bro. The way that she brought it to me, I was like, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go with what, I can pick up what you're putting down just because of the presentation. But with that being said, it took me a minute to even get it because I just felt like the stuff that people were saying for the responses that I was giving, I felt like it was warranted. Because at the end of the day, but first of all, you can't say anything to me crazy. You feel me? It's like, people will legit like come out of the woodwork and feel like they can try you. But at times, people really just be saying stuff. And I wanna like break it down to the point to what I'm saying when I'm saying that people just be saying stuff. Like, there's times where you think, let's not say you, let's say me, let's say Grease. There's times where somebody will send me a text message or somebody will say something and the way they look on their face causes my defenses to go up. I'm an on-go type nigga, you feel me? So, like, if you ask my partners, you ask anybody, don't get me wrong, I'm peaceful, very peaceful, but I'm definitely, it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always been a skinny nigga, small nigga from the country, so it's like, hey, check this out, I just look like this nigga. Don't let the small physique fool you. You look like that, I look like this, now what? What you gonna do? That's what it is in my head. You feel me? So it's like, when somebody say something and I feel like they coming for me or I feel like they got smoke, my chair immediately turns around and I'm like, okay, say what you got to say. I'm here. But I realize that everybody not coming for me, bro. You feel me? And if it's a lot of defensive people out there, bro, it's okay for you to sit back and realize, bro, everybody is not coming for you, dog. Everybody not trying to take your neck off. Everybody not trying to slap you in the face. Everybody not trying to be disrespectful. A lot of people are just talk a certain way. You feel me? Like, a lot of people literally just talk a certain way. So you have to just ask questions. Leave me personally, because my defense is going to go up, I got to ask questions. Okay, so what did you mean when you said this? Because this is what I got from it. I really just think defensive people should really be deep in communication, because we don't go for no bullshit anyway. So you got to ask those questions up front. And even you ask the follow-up questions too, and then let them know how it made you feel, so they can be like, oh, damn, I didn't know that that's what was happening. Let me let you know what I meant. So therefore, when it happens again, because it's going to happen again, you don't just not become defensive overnight. It's going to happen again. But now there's an outline in place for you to be like, okay, I'm going to ask this question and I'm going to tell her how I feel, or tell him how I feel. And then after that, I'm going to follow up, and then I'm going to make sure or ask what they meant, so they can either tell me, yeah, I was trying you, or I wasn't trying you. You feel me? So it's just like, being defensive is a lot. But you don't really know until that person that you rocking with, or that person that you trust, or the person that really can, that knows how to send messages without triggering you, keep that person close to you, for sure. Like, nothing to talk about. So, I told y'all I've been going through a lot, right? So let's dive into this. Let me ask y'all a question. What's the difference between, what do you feel is the difference? And I want y'all to ask the people around you. You could pause the podcast, talk about it. You feel me? Before you know, y'all actually listen to my take on it. What's your standpoint on quality time? Because I feel like quality time is different for everybody. You feel me? It's like, You got your quality time. You got the things that you do on your own time. But then you got quality time that you spend with a person. But the quality time that you feel like you're spending with the person, they might not feel like that's quality time. They might feel like, what if they feel like they being squeezed in, but you feel like you giving this person quality time off rip? How do you approach that? How do you have that conversation? How are you open about it? How do you not get defensive? You feel me? It's like, it's so many different ways and questions to like really break that down. So that's something that I really wanted to like talk with y'all about. I've been in my head all week, like for real, just thinking about quality time and being squeezed in, because I was, you know what I'm saying, in a situation to where I thought or I felt that the time I was giving was quality time. It took for somebody to say, yo, I enjoy the time that we have together. You feel me? I enjoy us being around each other. I love seeing you. I love talking on the phone with you, yada, yada, woody, woo. You feel me? But that's not quality time to me. And immediately in my head, I'm just like, well, what the fuck is quality time to you? Because if I'm taking this time here, there, and not doing it, first of all, I'm not sitting on my couch with my hands in my drawers watching the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, or with a drink in my hand, or doing whatever. And it may seem selfish, but I feel like if I'm giving that time to you while I'm not at work, why is that not quality time? But it took, again, the right person with the right approach, with the right understanding and the right explanation to be like, that's not quality time for me, Grease. You know what I'm saying? I like that person. I told y'all I'm trying to be monogamous now. So there's somebody that I'm definitely into, obviously. So she told me that to her, yes, she appreciates it, but from her angle, she feels like she's being squeezed in just when I have time available. And I don't know if a lot of you niggas is thinking like, well, shit, time available for me, if I'm spending time with you, is quality time. But there's also, from how she explained it, there's time with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? What are we doing in that time? If you're just coming over and we kicking it, that's cool. We kicking it. I don't have no problem. Like, there's obviously no problem with that. But quality time is like, for other people, maybe, okay, let's plan this and say we're going to do this in these amount of hours. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this and say that this is going to get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be some type of compromise, because for me, I can just come push up and we cooling. And to me, that's quality time. But to somebody else, that might be like, oh, well, shit, you just putting me in because, you know what I'm saying, you have time available. You ain't got them scheduled. You ain't not, excuse me. You did not necessarily schedule me, but nah, fuck it. It's a schedule. You feel me? There's a plan that wants to be put in place. And with that plan, you want to know what you're doing in that time that you have with that person, especially when your time goes from being open to being very limited. So, and I want to get deeper into it, but I'm going to have a guest on with me either on the next episode or the episode following to kind of go deeper into what dating as a father is. You feel me? So I want to bring other fathers on so we can talk about it and really dive into what I'm really talking about. But just keeping it on the shallow base, this is where we're gonna keep it. You feel me? So like, at first when I heard it, I was like, girl, what? I'm not giving you quality time. Girl, anytime I get free time, I'm there. What you talking about? You feel me? Like, I'm like, hold on, bro. Maybe I need to rethink this thing. But y'all, when I tell you, she broke it down to the point of, like, on some grown woman shit, she wasn't yelling. She wasn't coming at me like, I'm stupid. She wasn't on no, like, niggas are dumb. She literally explained what she meant, how she felt. She also outlined how much she appreciated what I do for her when I'm around her, when I'm with her. And as probably as hard as it was for her to say, she was like, I enjoyed the time that we had, yes, but it's not enough and I want more. I said, more? That's where I was like, shit, what are you talking about? But the more wasn't like material-wise. It wasn't more in the sense of anything like money or it wasn't anything to the point to where I felt like I was going to be losing something. Shawty just wanted literally she just wanted a plan. You feel me? She want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dates. She wants those type of, what's the words I'm looking for here? Maybe dates was it. You know what I'm saying? Like, But that's quality time for her. And if that's quality time for her, and if she's a priority to me, what's important to her is important to me. And so it should be for whoever it is that you're rocking with. So if you can make it work and you don't act and it's not hurting you, especially if you don't even care. Fellas, if you don't care about doing it, make it happen. You feel me? It's not like it's causing you any detriment to your life. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it is, express that and share it with her. But if it's not, come on, let's just, because first of all, bro, you don't even give a fuck. You give no fuck about the fact that you may have to do certain things to open your schedule a little more so she can feel loved, appreciated, and wanted. What's the problem? Girls, do this. Women, you have to do the same shit for your man. I don't know why women feel, you know, I'm not going to get deep. I'm not going to go down deep on y'all. I'm saying I don't know why women feel, because just from conversations I've had with some of my listeners and some of my homegirls, for some reason, girls don't feel that niggas want the same things that y'all do. The difference is we can go without. There's a certain things we can go without because we wasn't getting it anyway. But the shit that y'all be asking for, it'd be like, damn, that shit sound crazy good. So I could ask for it, but if I don't get it, I'm not tripping, because at the end of the day, I don't get it anyway. As a man, shit, as a black man, I don't get most of the shit that I feel like I need as a human. But because society, men that raised us, women that raised us, women that we're around, they don't give a fuck about our emotions. At least that's how we feel. It's like, why even express it? Ain't no man trying to come out and express how he feel when every turn on every corner is man up, stop being a bitch. Why you acting like that? You not a woman, so you shouldn't feel this way. You feel me? Like, it don't even add up, but it's there. Ladies, understand that as a human, you want to be treated this way. It's not as a girl you want to be treated this way. As a human, when you want to be treated this way. As a man, men want to be treated a certain way too. Don't stop thinking because you got a pussy, that nigga don't want to be treated that way. He just don't know how to express himself because we weren't taught to express ourselves. I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just telling you what it is. You feel me? So yeah, man, like we can, as men, we can definitely be more open and express ourselves more. We should. But I definitely want y'all to know and understand that it's definitely not easy. But it's not an excuse. So niggas, y'all got to start. Y'all got to come out and start telling them how y'all feel. Why? Because you ain't going to never be happy. You're going to be out here fucking bitches until the end of time. And I know y'all tired of just fucking random girls. I know. There's no way you telling me that you're not just tired of fucking any and everything. You cap. You cap. Come on. Y'all just be out here sliding in and out of any and everything. Of course, it's easy, guys. It's pussy. It's not hard to get pussy. Y'all know that. It's hard to keep the pussy. And when it comes to keeping the pussy, a nigga will dip just so he don't have to do the things that she wants him to do, because it causes too much commotion for a man to get into deep into his emotion, for him to make something work, because he's not going to ever feel until he sees it that a woman going to appreciate him, his feelings, his emotions, you know what I'm saying, where he coming from. It always seems like it's just one-sided, and I'm telling you, fellas, it's not. I promise you it's not. Anyway, so Yeah, like that's kind of like I'm laughing because quality time and being squeezed in, it was such a hard concept for me. You feel me? It was like I didn't get it. I didn't understand where she was coming from. But she literally, bro, she listened to me. You feel me? Like she listened to what I was saying, where I was coming from. And I decided to open up when she was telling me these things about the quality time that I thought I was giving. So I was like, hold on. And so when I expressed, she responded accordingly. And fellas, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you're not going to get burnt. You feel me? I'm not saying that when you express yourself, she not going, you know what I'm saying, say this, that, and the third. But when are you going to take your risks, my G? And when you going to step out? When you going to be like, I bet I'm here. I'm ready to express how I'm feeling. And I'm ready to take on what, you know, whatever it is you say. Because in my mindset, to me right now, if you've been already hearing it, if you're already not expecting it, I'm sorry, not expecting it. If you're already expecting her to not be open to it, put yourself out there. And if she be on some fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? Move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be around nobody that's not going, you know, like, not necessarily feed your emotion, but at least cater to them. Get out of there. Niggas literally stay in situations. Shit, females too. Shit, people. People stay in situations just because they scared of being alone, bro. Don't be scared to be alone, bro. That's where you boss up. That's how you get your money up. That's when you find that right person. That's when you move into your new house. That's when you buy your new car. That's when you get into your new career. You feel me? That's when you move to a place you ain't never been before. That's when you stop. You know what I'm saying? Like everything stops and everything moves forward when you on your own. You just got to get up and move. You feel me? So with that being said, how do y'all feel about like, I guess, coming from quality time and being squeezed in, right? What's your outlook on dating versus being exclusive? And are both of them one and the same? Let's talk about it. You feel me? Like, are both of them one and the same? Do y'all feel that way? Huh? I'm asking y'all questions. I need y'all to let me know. Yes, no, what's up? You feel me? Let me know what's happening. I'm waiting. Come on, Eve. Like my listeners that I know that's locked in. What's happening? Do y'all feel being exclusive and dating? Say, even my partners that's listening. Do y'all feel like exclusive and dating is the same thing? Baby girl, what's up? Let me know. I'll tell y'all my perspective. To me, it's not, because now don't get me wrong, you can exclusively date somebody, but if you're just dating, it's not the same thing. Because exclusive, everybody knows that it's just y'all two. Or everybody knows that they see y'all two on social media. They know what you're putting out. Now, dating, tell you what, dating, regular dating is for grease. I'm dating her. I'm dating her. I'm dating her. And I'm dating these three to see what I want. And I feel like it happens on the other end. Women date men to see what they want. Men date women to see what they want. Now you have to tell the people that you dating, like, okay, look, I'm doing this, that, and the third, da 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 da, woody woo. I'm doing all this. And if you with it, you with it. If you not, I understand. It's your choice if you want to stay. But you got to let Shawty know. If you don't let Shawty know, you got to let Buddy know. You feel me? And vice versa. Because it can't just be one of those situations to where you out here dating and this person don't know you dating and you just going back to this person, to that person, to that person. They think they the only person. Now let them know what's up. Like, yo, I'm rocking with you, but this person over here, I'm rocking with too. I'm just letting you know. I'm not saying you got to stay. I'm just telling you what's happening. You feel me? So y'all leave comments. Let me know what's up. Like, what's the difference between being exclusive and dating? Now, being exclusive, shit, you know what I'm saying? You on social media. You don't have to be, but probably on social media with it. You know, you go to a spot, everybody know y'all doing y'all thing, whether y'all going out. Everybody know that that's your lady and that's your man, or that's the person that you want and that's the person that she want. You feel me? Like, that's who you with. And everybody know that. That's exclusive. Like, you putting it out there. And people know. Now, you can also date privately just one person. But that's not exclusive. That's just how I feel about the situation. I ain't even gonna cap to you. Can they coincide with each other? Yeah, like I said before, if you exclusively dating somebody, yeah, but if you're exclusive with somebody versus just dating, then they don't coincide at all. And even when you bring them together, there's still subcomponents of each one that don't go together. One's public, one private. That's how I feel. Then you can get a little bit more, you can get even more private with it when it comes to dating. Because you don't have to put all your business out there. Speaking of putting all your business out there, let me ask y'all a question, man. I'm always asking y'all questions just because I feel like y'all be talking to me through the radio. I feel like y'all be clapping and doing all that goofy shit. You feel me? Like no, Mike, no, Grease, you tripping, bro. Like, you wilding. Or, like, hell yeah, this nigga Mike preaching. So, for me, I want to ask this. I don't know if it's a legit question or not. Do niggas talk themselves out of pussy? Or are women's expectations so high, niggas stop caring about the pussy? Let me know. Do niggas talk themselves out of pussy, or are women's expectations so high, niggas move on to the next? What's happening? Or are both happening out here? Huh? What's happening out here? Is it that deep? And I'm a really leave this question open because I really only got like 40 more seconds. And I want y'all to really let me know what's up. I want y'all to comment on it. And I want y'all to definitely like say something under the post about how y'all feel about do niggas talk themselves out of pussy? Or are women's expectations so high, niggas don't even care about the pussy no more. So they just do what they want to do. Because a lot of men feel like that women don't know what they want. We're going to dive into that on the next episode. And when we dive into it, I'm definitely going to have a few guests on, either one or two. And I'm going to be able to bounce some ideas off so it's not just me out here talking. But listen, man, I appreciate y'all. Thank you. It's your boy Grease, a.k.a. Mr. Shoot That Shot. Thank you for tuning in to You Feel Me. I'll fuck with y'all when I see